Begin the current daf, Masechta Avodah daf mem gimel, begin on the base, begin place maschal to where the gemara lo asa Torah did not make it forbidden, el shamoshen shabamada elyado. Okay, no, that's only for those that serve God in the upper spheres. Which Omer says, the holy l'turutim shalabaya, although we end up coming back and saying the truth is that the moon is a problem, but all these ends of baya emesin, they're all truthful. They're all the emes, because the meloid kamen b'cholecha v'echad, we didn't say about each one of these elam abaya, like as if he fell off. It says, I'm abaya. Shmamina, the inference is shalahayicha is abaya. He wasn't backing out. Del metchila hi darish min amikra. First he was expounding from the pasuk, lesa shamashah shalmata. To first expound that we're prohibiting those that serve God down here, kukun hecha b'ulam, like the sanctuary and the antechamber. Achkach, and then afterwards, you know, even more. Lesa shamashah shabamada elyan, to forbid making like those that serve God in upper spirits. Kukun serve my fanim, like the malachim, uba shamayim, tachtoinim, in the lower heavens, Cham Labanika Cham Mazalis, Shem Kavum Berkishin, which they're in the second sky, and that yeah, each one is true and is not retracting from what was said before. I think Tesmat the beginning of the Gemara was different. The Chaim Asli, because others made it for him. That's why he had this image of the moon. So Hikra Bchan asked the Lachayim Mashma. Similarly, it sounds like Shatirim Gulul Abgacham. Last is that oh, he told the non-Jew to make it for him. I bami love gacham shavuos. Telling a non-Jew to do something prohibited is rabbinically prohibited. And it's not only just people think amir l'akum is only a Shabbos halacha. It means perikasech is from like the Gemara said, "Bam mitzid of tzadi and avka." But pasa chasam pi parasim to muzzle the mouth of my cow, but dushba and thresh with it. That's forbidden. So how could he tell the non-Jew to do this what he himself can't do? The Hashem says exists the mitzvah shani. Since it was for mitzvah purpose, that's different, and therefore he was able to tell the non-Jew to do it for. There were those who wanted to be stringent, not to have the non-Jew sign with a seal that has the form of a person, because of a debt that's owed, unless the non-Jew brings himself to do this on his own, but not that the Jew should bring him to do it because of this prohibition. Also not to girdle themselves with these belts, that has the form of a person that's paletzes to sticking out. Amnam, however, so it says Yeshemech Lahatr, there is what to rely on to permit, but Techalach Zidals from the Bahag, Shemaiman Ois to Rabbi Huda, that he actually explains this, although by Rabbi Huda we said that you should get rid of that image on his ring. Not that it had the Tzur of Adam, but Tzur of Davchen, has the figure of a dragon. That's where it really applies to be more suspicious than by other things. Ketnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, Daf Mem Beis, if you found vessel, but limb towards jargon, then you leave the Yamamelch and throw it to the Yamamelch. I van darted the Kochayashi, Chayashla Hashada. I, when we said that they were in the Shul of Shafi Yasub Nada, that we see that the Andarti, that we are concerned for suspicion over there, and that's a person. I know Shimshah, you tell them the most Adam called Gufa, Bidemergon, it's because there's a full statue, entire body with hands and legs. That's when you could turn for worshipping, but on a ring or something like that, just you have the face. That would not suspect, and therefore there's what to rely on to allow these belts, let's say, to have the figure of a person. It says, not to begin the words of Gemara by Rabbi Huda, but Rabbi Huda, Acher Masulai, others made it for him, and still we see that it was problematic. Peter, in other words, Vafalachi, and even so, his Bishmul, Shmuel warned him, not to hold on to it, if it doesn't blind the eye, should do that. They shouldn't suspect him, that he made it, Vava'al Laisasu, that he violated not to make it. Shani Gemara answers Shani Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda is different. That his seal was protruding. It wasn't because suspecting that he made it. It was concerned that it looks like he's worshiping as a mitzvah. Like says the window was Gemara. I bring blood Yochad Haba, but he was also an individual. So how does that help? Why wouldn't we be chayshin him? So it says with him you can say my Mishani. Why does Gemara answer the two is Levan Allah Hisabaletes that the figure of the moon was not protruding? Well, the Kachas Ringlil, that Ringlil was allowed to make it like we said regarding a ring. The all three say, when it comes to the sun, the moon, and all the other constellations, ain't chilik being built in the shekin. There, it doesn't make a difference because if it's protruding or submerged. Because that's how it is in the sky, shekimahim, they're submerged. It's not 3D, you don't see the full. And there's no differentiation regarding this. It's like a figure of a person where we see the person in three dimensions. So then, you know, that's where it would be a problem when it's protruding, not when it's shekua. What's considered a keli mevuzah that's not considered a problem that they worship, according to Bishim Leil, is on sheets and on towels, which Remen Chananel Garas, his gear is not beis on rings, and because the sadin and matpachas, because to say Sadin Matpachas Chadu, that's really the same thing. Behilkoch Mutar Matbeyas, so that's why rings are permitted, Sheshbim Tsuga Savoy's Kacham, because that they have the a figure of Avodah Zarah, where somehow bring the gears and the piskatases of Shasi Be'eriv, of a Tselem, of but it's just saying that these are the Ben Chan's gears is Matbeis, that these are considered as Mavuz, they're not considered a Dubba Chashib to be forbidden. Next test Mat to begin the words Zigmar Sheikhik Vazir Leruachai Mataliam. So you grind it up, says Rabbi Yisi, and you throw it to the wind, or you throw it into the sea. So today says that the Pesachim Perkal Shah, the Gemara Pesachim Nevchav Chesem and Alf, Maisi Hamas Neitin, the Gemara that brings this Mishnah, Gabi Chometz, regarding the laws of Chometz, that Nan learned in the Mishnah that Mephazer, or the Gears is Mepharer, you crumble the Chometz, Bezer the Ruch, and you throw it to the wind, or Imat L'Yam, you throw it into the ocean. Same idea as Rabbi Yisi says over here by Bezer. Now, Mbailam Mitabayu, the Gemara there asks, regarding these two options, that this that you mafar and sheikhik, you grind it mat liyam, and you throw it to the sea, oy mat liyam be'enei, or maybe no, just grinding, throwing it to the wind, or you throw it to the yam, to the sea as it is. So Rabbi says, well, chametz, regarding chametz, the lashar memes for all other waters by pure that you need to crumble it. Avodz kachavim, but regarding idolatry, the liyam melech that you're throwing into the Dead Sea. Then you don't have to grind it. Pirish. In other words, like this. Like Abachamitz, regarding Chametz Lamashkachan, Bashim Dokhta, we don't find any place that this that you have to throw it to the sea is specifically Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea. Okay. Then you got to crumble it because other seas, there's boats and everyone's getting around. And they might have enough in the Chametz. Abayz Kachavim, but regarding idolatry, Ashkachan, Bekamet Dokhta, we find in many places the terminology, for example, later on the Mem Tes, the comment that says, Yoyil Chano Liyam HaMelech, you throw all the benefit of Abayz Zarah to the Dead Sea. Therefore, Avachadami, so also over here, the Yitan Liyam that says to the sea, Stam Liyam HaMelech, who presumably it means to the Dead Sea. And if it's to the Dead Sea, so then, okay, no sailors are there, so then you don't have to crumble it. That's how Rabbah says it. Rav Yisrael Amar, he says, Ad Rabbah, to the contrary. Ipchuhutz, exactly the opposite. Because Chametz, the Moyes, that, you know, you throw the bread in, it's going to get all disgusting. So then, Leiboy appear. So then you don't need to crumble it, because anybody's going to get ruined. But it's come to Le Mimasa, but I doubt you, it doesn't get ruined. So be in the Shechika, so then you need to grind it. Now, Mastam Rav Yisrael Kamar, presumably Rav Yisrael is saying, the Boy Shechika, Babay Zkachavim, that you need to grind Babay Dazara, Abay Yama Melech, even by the Dead Sea, the Aribay, Rabbah, that's what Rabbah was talking about. Now, if he's according to that, Tema, it's a wonder. Rabban, Libri Rav Yisrael, according to Rabban, and Shechita's Rav Yisrael. How are you ever going to get rid of Avodah Zarah? Bishlam the Rabbi answer, according to Rabbi Yasser Shechika, you're going to grind it down. Bishar Memes, by other waters, because Liyam HaMelech, Avodah Be'enei, the Dead Sea is even as it is. Rabbi Yosef, according to Yosef, Heichel Avod, what exactly are you supposed to do? The Bach adds in the words, Be'oid. And additionally, that Akach L'Rabban, obviously according to Rabban, Am Shechika Bishar Memes, Ein HaMoyel, even grinding in other waters are not effective. But the Yitzchak Rabban Magmur, from the fact that Gemara, Rabban had to say later on the Mimdal Manav L'Tamei, according to his reasoning, Lin Niskaven Moshe, that, oh, Moshe did not intend, El Abudkin Kasaitis, that, oh, why did he grind it up? Because he wanted to check out the Jewish people like suspected adulterous women from the eagle. So Machlad, the inference is, Lim Hanash Chikim Basham Memes, that generally, you're right, grinding is not effective by other waters, Kamashin Farisham, like we'll explain over there. If that's the case, Mayasa, so what should a person do? Bechichal Shal Yalach Liam Melch, so he always has to go to the Dead Sea. What he could do is he grind it up and he could scatter it in a place where it won't sprout, that things don't grow, therefore that's your other option instead of going to Yom HaMelech. They said to him, "Oh, afu nasa zevel." Well, that's also going to become zevel. It's not going to help. It's going to be fertilizer. So that's not an option. Getting rid of the way these are. Rashbam says, what's a machlekes? Because Sabri, they hold, Zebazeg Gerem Aser. The Chacham held that, yeah, although there's the whatever land you're using, which is permitted, but then you have the fertilizer, which is Aser. When you have two things causing, and one of them Aser, it's Aser. he wasn't concerned. The Sabbath Zeb is a Gair Mutter. He held when one is Asr causing and one is permitted causing, it's permitted. However, Asr Zavel Sadeh Lekatchila of Rabbi Yisrael Zavel Shabbat Zikachom. But Rabbi Yisrael agrees initially one should not fertilize with that of Avodah Zarah, even though you also have the regular earth that's contributing, because his intention is to have benefit, which is forbidden. Don't ask Rabbanon, the contradiction she's Rabbanon, the Rabbanon concerned for the fertilizer. But where's regarding Chomes, prepared called Shom, Rabbanon, say, Mefar, Bezer, Leruach, that you could scatter and you could crumble and scatter to the wind. Well, what I mean, then you're going to have Zebezer, Gurim, which is awesome. No, the Yishal Chalak, you could differentiate. Gabi Chomes, by Chomes, Ksib, Lo Yechel, don't eat it. It's only forbidden in the regular way of having benefit, like eating. But by Avodah Zarah, it says nothing should be of it. This forbidden thing should be attached to you. Even whatever way it is, and even in such a way, when you scatter it and it turns into zebul. I mean, now another particular is Rabban the Hasamain Rabbi Yosi the Hacha. Right, Rabban over there is Rabbi Yosi over here who holds that it's not a problem. It says matter of words, Digmara. The sages, that you made the eagle, and it brings this whole raya that you see that that what you do with Avodah Zarah is you grind it down. Here's Rashbam. Rashbam explains the parach that he was asking me about that it grind it down until it's thin. The mistama, because we could presume called Dama Nishchak, anything that's going to get grinded down like Moshe Rabbeinu did, is there to scatter to the wind, which is like Shittas Rabbi Yosi. Kam Rashi appears, that's what Rashi explains. His words are like this. Says Rashi, he was asking from this that to crush, to grind it down. But from the burning, love to you to hear, that's not a question. Because as long as it's not grinded, it's still connected. It doesn't become fertilized. So that's what it sounds like. Rabbi Yisi, that Rabbi Yisi was telling them that Moshe Rabbeinu was grinding it down to throw it to the wind. That's difficult to the Rebbe. Rebbe made such a mistake that he wasn't throwing it to the water. But on that pasuk itself, the Akas Isai, in that pasuk it says Vashlech Asafari El Hanachal. I'm going to throw the ashes to the river. Hayyud Mahar, that's coming down from the mountain. Dying my Hayyud, that's the water that's coming down. So how could you say it's like scattering to the wind? Void, moreover, is my Hadrilei. Why are they responding to him? Oh no! No, they were only his intention was just to check them out like saitis. According to what we just we're thinking, we don't need that inspection at all. It's simply because of the pasuk says that he's scattering on the water. Rabbi Yisi was asking the fact that it needs to be grinded. That obviously confirmed the zayil ruach that you're throwing it to the wind. So that's what they should have answered him. That it's not to the wind, it's going to the water. So there it seems to explain like this. Rabbi Yisi actually what he was actually relying on was actually the part of the pasuk that says, I'm going to throw the ashes to the stream. That's it. I'm not throwing it to the sea, I'm throwing it to the river. And the river is like scattering to the wind. Because that's the way the rivers usually are. I'll get the same. That whatever filth there is in the river, it gets chucked onto the side of the river. But Shammai says, and that's what becomes fertilizer. And even so, that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't concerned with anything. Same thing like I'm saying. You guys tell me, Zebel, we see Moshe Rabbeinu's not concerned with that. They said to him, but the pasuk says, he scatters and v'yishak, meaning that he gave him to drink. And this covenant of Latkin Kisaitis, no, his own intent was only to give him to drink like Saitis. And Beheshka is Mazav, and he gave him to drink the gold. And none of the gold is left over. But most definitely grinding is not affected by all other of the waters. So in other words, it's not like he threw it to the Nachal and it stayed over there. His intention was to give him to drink from that water that's mixed in with the leftovers of the Ekel to check them. So there none of it was left over, but by other waters for sure, grinding down will not be effective and there would be a problem when the Chama telling Rabbi Yisrael.